This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. That portion of the Earth's surface which is owned and inhabited by the people of the United States is well adapted to be the home of one national family, and it is not well adapted for two or more. And then a few moments later in this speech, there is no line, straight or crooked, suitable for a national boundary upon which to divide. This is about how Lincoln sees things. Lincoln sees the big picture, the Earth's surface, and the focused picture, a surveyor's boundary line. This is from his massive speech to Congress in December of 1862, trying to solve the slave issue with several constitutional amendments and plans, including a plan to buy out the slave owners by 1930. Imagine Lincoln thinking about 1930 back in 1861. He was a president with lots of plans for almost everything, and he was a president with a vision, a long-term view. This is how we begin to see his spiritual life. In the short view, mostly, we see material things. But in the long view, we begin to see values and ideas and purposes, eventually even meaning, a home for a national family. Spiritual life is required of us when we think long term. It is in long term that the material life disappears. In the long distance, we are left with either nothing or with something spiritual and meaningful. Values come into focus when you step back from details. One theologian called this as life historically apprehended. It is the vision thing. It is the vista thing. It is when we see oceans, mountains, canyons, prairies, deserts. Our eyes reach out into space, and with space comes our sense of time as large and long, even eternal. This is Lincoln's sense of yonder. Now, one of Lincoln's best friends, his most personal friend, Joshua Speed, after Lincoln's death, imagined Lincoln like an eagle flying high and being raised by the powerful winds of a newly created country. Such a bird brings to mind spiritual attributes. High soaring, we imagine the wide, soft focus of the eagle eye that takes in the contours of the land. Diving down for prey, we imagine that eagle eye sharply focused. This is not how our eyes work now, with our iPhones and our computer screens and our finger tapping out the tiny letters of the texts of our lives. But we have not lost the wider sense of seeing. Soft focus, near or far, is how spiritual meditators walk the labyrinth. Of course, we can be completely confident that Lincoln never walked a labyrinth, although there was one in the 1810s in a German utopian community, Harmony, within 50 miles of where he lived. But the pattern recognition of eyes across a map or a field or a labyrinth, that kind of here and now wide-angle blur, does something to the brain. And the brain rewards us with inner thoughts and feelings. It's the kind of reverence we experience in prayer. Intuitions and emotions are best accessed when our eyes are either closed or in soft focus. Reading his imaginary views of the deep sweep of Niagara Falls, you can see Lincoln historically apprehending life. He is, as one biographer says, both as he sees Niagara Falls, thinking and feeling. He is able to see not only the finer optics, in the inner eye of expanded imagination. Here are Lincoln's written words from 1848 about seeing Niagara Falls. The mammoth and the mastodon, now so long dead that fragments of their monstrous bones alone testify that they ever lived, have gazed on Niagara in that long, long time, never still for a moment. The Niagara River and Falls never dried, never froze, never slept, never rested. And his sentence stops mid-sentence, as if his reverie were broken by the force of ongoing life, its strength and its ending, like his own inner ceaselessness. This is how the spiritual life sees time. Note these words from another theologian. Nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in our lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope. Nothing which is true or beautiful or good makes complete sense in any immediate context of history. Therefore, we must be saved by faith. These are words to light us down in honor and in time to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.